Welcome to the Veterans Ascend Weekly Podcast. Today, we are honored to speak with retired Navy officer, Dr. Kim Bynum. Dr. Bynum embodies equal proportions IQ and EQ, leadership, decorated military service, and tough mom love. In her 21-year career as a naval officer, Dr. Bynum has managed tough situations in hostile work environments, from detaining pirates to overseeing weapons control teams aboard Navy warships. Dr. Bynum has made navigating difficult situations her strong suit, and there's certainly some stories there. Dr. Bynum is currently a professor of leadership, management, and economics, and teaches at Jacksonville University, Christian Brothers University, and DeVry Keller School of Management. She holds degrees in electrical engineering, business administration, and management, and wrote her PhD dissertation on motivational behavior. We are privileged to hear about Kim's journey, her military service, and her transition, what drives her, her advice on conflict resolution, why she started her management consulting firm, Navigate a Women's Tribe, and her advice to transitioning service members and veterans. So Kim, thank you so much for your time today. I'm so looking forward to sharing your story and what you have to tell our listeners today. So tell us about your service in the Navy. And by the way, go Navy. I just always have to get that plug in there because it's, you know, it's my favorite.
It's almost time for that Army-Navy game. So yeah,
I know. Looking forward to that tomorrow. That's right. Go Navy. So tell us about your service, your transition, and what drives you.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Well, thank you, first of all, for having me today. I'm thrilled to share my story and honored to be here on your podcast. A little bit about my stint in the Navy. I will say that I started out my career as enlisted back in, when was that? I joined in 1991, 6 days after the Gulf War started. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into by joining the Navy. I didn't come from a Navy background or any kind of military background. I just joined the Navy really because my best friend joined and I wanted money for school and I wanted to see the world and I wanted to get away from my hometown. So, you know, with that and a double bag, joined the Navy and was a cryptological technician, which is basically just an ET, and had a great stint as enlisted for a couple of years and had a senior chief, a female senior chief actually, that encouraged me to put in an officer package. And this was back when women couldn't even serve on combatant ships. And then fast forward, I did 21 years in the Navy and finished out my career as a surface warfare officer, which basically just means that I served on ships. And at the end of my career, I had screened for command of a Navy warship, which is so cool to be able to say I started my career as an enlisted that wasn't even able to, you know, be assigned to a Navy combatant ship. And then at the end of my career in 2013, as I transitioned and retired as the 04 Lieutenant Commander, I actually had been screened to, had I stayed in, to be the commanding officer of a Navy combatant ship. So I find that to be such a neat story to be able to tell and share with my daughter now, who's 14, and just had a wonderful plethora of experiences of shore duty and seeing the world and deployments, you know, a Mediterranean deployment and several deployments in the Persian Gulf. I was able to, you know, do deployments on an amphibious ship and do humanitarian disaster relief, as well as, you know, air defense commander for a carrier. I did an actual deployment on a carrier as the air defense liaison officer. I did counter piracy operations on a cruiser. Did a deployment or two on a destroyer. I mean, just the whole gamut of things, and had jobs, you know, weapons officer and training officer and deck division officer, engineering, just really blessed to have been able to experience so many different touch points. Saw so many countries from Latin and South America to Poland, Germany, all the Med countries, France, Italy, Spain. So, I mean, I could go on, but just the experiences, the people, the friendships, the leadership skills, just an amazing career. So fantastic, Robin. It's just a blessing and an honor and a privilege to be able to serve our country.
That's awesome. You're right. It's kind of it's a great visual to think about when you said you went in enlisted and you kind of came full circle from not even being allowed on a combatant ship to then being having the opportunity to possibly command one. So yeah, when I was in the Navy, we couldn't get near ships, and in fact, I volunteered to go on a ship when I had my orders leaving Hawaii, and I would have had to give up custody of my daughter at the time. That's how even more limited it was back in the day. So that's a great, and you're right, it's a great story to tell your daughter and our daughters. It's just it's wonderful. So talk a little bit about your transition out, Kim, and what that was like, and what you went through before you started your own company.
Oh man, yeah, absolutely. And this is something that I'm so passionate about. So I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share my transition experience. And I'm sure that it's not too different from others that have gone before me in this transition from military to the corporate or the business side. When I transitioned in 2013, I was very fortunate that I had earned my MBA. I had my undergrad in electrical engineering that I earned from going from enlisted to officer. And then part of one of my shore duties while I was an officer, I had the opportunity to earn my MBA. And so, my 2 degrees and all of this leadership and experience that I had garnered through my career, 21 years in the Navy with this, all of these impressive, sounding accomplishments and these 2 degrees, I really felt like I was confident. I was like, man, I'm going to get out of the Navy and I'm just going to be gobbled up by the business community. I'm going to be set. They're going to just gobble me up, no problem. And I wasn't worried at all about transitioning. I wasn't worried at all about getting out. I just figured that, six-figure job was going to, get thrown at me and I was going to be, people were going to be competing for me. I was going to be like, which job do I want? Right.
Right.
And so I got out super confident and I, went out and hopped on LinkedIn and Indeed and Monster and all that stuff. And I just started throwing my resume out. And I went and I will tell you, I was one of the fortunate ones that I actually was getting interviews from my resumes, which is not always the case. Right. And I would go on these interviews and I would do well, so I thought, but then I would not get the call back, or I would get the thank you. You seem very qualified and very impressive, but you're not really a good fit for here, our culture. And, fortunately for me, I did land a position, and it was only because I landed a position working for an admiral that I had worked for previously. And even in that job, working for that admiral, I struggled mightily trying to fit in with my peers and the people that I was working with and for because of the culture. I couldn't figure out how to work with these people that seem so different and so alien from me. And so that job lasted a couple years and then I moved on. And then I landed another job basically from networking and from people that I knew, old shipmates and things like that. Was there a short time and same thing, struggling with trying to fit in and the culture and how to do business with these people. And I was frustrated and that job didn't last. And then same thing with the next job. Really struggling to find a right fit, for me, for the organization, and doing well. I mean, I was performing well, but I was frustrated. They were frustrated. And it took me some time. It took me some time to find my path, to find a career that fit for me. And I chalked that up to, I just wasn't prepared mentally for that transition from the military culture, lifestyle, expectations, culture to the business side of the house. My resume, I mean, and like I said, my resume was written, it sounded completely full of military jargon. It was written, I even had somebody that interviewed me say this. She said this to me, Robin. She looked at my resume and she looked at me and she loved me. I mean, she was like, Kim, I love you. She's like, I don't know what the heck your resume says. I don't know what any of this stuff means. She's like, but I know if you can do what this paper says, I know you can come and do the job I'm asking you to do here.
Right.
And if that's not a sign, that you're doing something wrong. And then when I interviewed with her boss, the decision maker, she flat out told me, she's like, you scared the pants off of him. He's not hiring you. You're so intimidating. You're so scared. And that was the military culture, right? You know, right, I just didn't know how to. So those are some of my challenges and some of the things that I went through. And I mean, obviously there's other people that have other challenges, but my challenge was I just came out way too probably too blunt, too strong. My resume was a disaster, full of acronyms and full of accomplishments that meant nothing to anybody on the business side. It was not translatable, didn't sound anything like business. It sounded all like a bunch of warfare and killing and stuff. Sure. So yeah, those were some of my struggles. Those were some of my story of my transition.
And you're right, you aren't alone. That is a story that we hear quite often, and it's one of the driving forces behind why we created Veterans Ascend, and to make that transition and translating skills and understanding skills that a veteran brings to the table and helping employers understand it on their side as well. So awesome. And you know, the resumes, that's a tough one because you know, it's just, you ask 1,000 people, you're going to get 1,000 different answers on how to write a resume. So it's a tough situation for veterans. So I know the answer to this because I've met you and I've heard you speak on multiple occasions. So, but tell us about your secret weapon, your advice on conflict resolution, your management consulting firm, and the Kim Bynum method. I'm curious. I want everybody else to hear it. Because I'm so excited about it.
Oh my goodness, that's a lot all in one.
I know.
But thank you so much for that segue. So I will tell you, and I'll do this quickly, just because it's something that everybody, if they're super interested, they can easily just go to my website and check it out. But what I found and what I learned as I was, you know, kind of meandering my way through this whole what's wrong with me and why am I so frustrated through all of these things and what is it that's keeping me from being able to relate to these people on the business side and in life, right? This was a whole journey. I didn't just wake up one day and figure it all out, but it's a whole journey. And so what's the secret sauce? What's the secret weapon to being able to navigate all of these situations and really be able to resolve conflict, which is what I'm doing now in my consulting business. And really what I learned through life experiences and through the military. And that is emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence. It's as simple as that. So first of all, what is emotional intelligence? Really, it's bottom line. It's one of those buzzwords for sure. But all really emotional intelligence is being aware of one's own feelings and emotions and being able to manage them, but also the awareness of other people's emotions and feelings and being able to help I don't want to say manage them, but yeah, kind of manage them. And so for me, it has always been about trying to be very hyper aware of how people's emotions or how they're reacting to circumstances, how that's playing out, how I'm reacting to the circumstances playing out. And then for me, being very in control of that and then helping others to kind of navigate through that or at least know that they have a choice in how they're navigating through that. And so and that's all about people, right? So as I'm working in my consulting business, in whether it's in your business, your organization, your team at whatever level, even, you know, it can even be as small as just one-on-one or even within yourself. That's kind of where the bottom line is just being aware of that conflict and then addressing it and then knowing that you have options and how you're reacting to it. So it's been really powerful for me to be able to resolve within my own mind, wait, what am I doing? Why am I ratcheting up to, you know, DEFCON 4 here and then making a choice with how do I really want to be handling it?
Absolutely. No, that's great advice. And in today's technology world too, when we do a lot on email, texting, you know, the emotions that you write when you send something and then how the next person reading it perceives it, you always have to be aware of that. And it can cause so much conflict when, you know, I hear it in my head as I'm writing it and I think, well, that's how, you know, Kim's going to read it when she reads it, right? But it doesn't always work that way. And you have to always be aware of the other person that you're working with in order to understand how they're going to receive what you're doing. So along with that, we have to talk about the unapologetic saleswoman and navigate a woman's tribe, and what you want women leaders, women entrepreneurs, and just women in general to take away. So tell us about that.
So, let's start with the Navigate a Women's Tribe. That came about, Navigate a Women's Tribe, and you guys can go and check that out. There's a website, and there's also a Facebook page, and I would recommend the Facebook page. But that came about with my buddy April Caldwell and I. We're going to a lot of women's conferences as part of our professional development and just networking and connecting with powerful other, you know, badass women. And we said to ourselves, these are really great conferences and stuff, but it's a lot of, you know, rah-rah motivation cheerleading without a lot of actionable items taken away. And then we were nitpicking all the cool stuff we would do if we were having a conference and how we would do it better. And, or at least that's what I was doing. And April was like, well, great, we should just do it. And so when April says that means we're going to do it. And so we came back from one conference from Fort Lauderdale, you know, I don't know when it was, like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. And we put one on. And then that was back, I think, in 2018. In 2019, we put two on. So anyway, in March and September of 2019, we put two different Navigate a Women's Expo and then a Women's Summit on. And that's an annual event that happens. Our next one will actually be in September of 2020. So be on the lookout for that. And it's just all about connecting and bringing women, entrepreneurs, business women, really any, whoever you are in your journey in life, together for professional and personal development. And we have a whole gamut of topics that we talk about, that we bring together. And it's just a really a powerful connection, and great things have come of that. And so connected to that, one of the hats that I wear is I do some sales training through Sandler Training. And that was my topic at the last summit, the last Navigate Summit, was the unapologetic saleswoman, right? Or the unapologetic businesswoman. Whether you know it or not, we're all in sales. And for me, the unapologetic businesswoman or the unapologetic saleswoman comes down to my talk kind of focused on the fact that women tend to have a very low threshold for what we think we have to apologize for. And that could include and does include for when we're in business. You know, we feel like we have to lower our rates. So we feel like we have to maybe not charge as much as what we're worth, or we're apologetic if we're interrupting somebody to ask a question, or we kind of feel bad if we have to ask to set a meeting, or all of these things that come into play. And so the purpose of the Navigate Summit, the purpose of this whole message of being an unapologetic businesswoman, all comes down to really just owning who you are, owning who you authentically are, while still being willing to be vulnerable. And being vulnerable to me means being willing to admit that you need help, that you make mistakes, but that you're still strong and powerful in all of that. And so it's just been a lot of fun, and I feel like it's been a very freeing message for me. And I know, Robin, you and I were talking about how now every time we hear somebody say they're sorry, or every time it's about to come out of our mouth, we kind of like think, do I really need to be saying I'm sorry right now, or is this an unnecessary right. apology?
Exactly. So take pause. Yes.
It's kind of fun. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. I have to say, I attended the summit this year, and it was phenomenal. I learned so many things, but really, I took away two key points, and that was one of them. And I have practiced it. I mentioned to you earlier. I've practiced it, and I've said it to other ladies that I've come across. But I learned other things about pricing in my business as well, and how to make it seem valuable, the perceptions that you can set on things like that. So yeah, everybody set your calendars for September 2020 and be at this summit, because it is phenomenal. So kind of share, you talked about a little bit, but share your advice to transitioning service members, and really how to find their motivation if they're struggling to find their next career, they feel stuck in a current job, or they're starting or building a business. I know that's kind of broad, but there's some I think overlap there. But just what would your advice be to keep their motivation going?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, that's a great question and a great thing for me to address. So one of the things that I believe is super important for transitioning military, or if you're even if you're not transitioning, if you're stuck in a job, a job, or if you're underemployed, which I have found a lot of our military, they take a job because they're like, hey, I gotta get a paycheck, I gotta land. So if you're underemployed right now, meaning you're in a job where you're not fulfilled, or you're in a job where you're not getting paid where you're worth, what you're worth, if you've been in the same job for forever and you're just there because it's comfortable, but you know that you could probably do more or accomplish more, any of these things, what I would really suggest, and what I suggest to the folks that I work with, the military and really non-military, doesn't matter, is think about this. What's your passion? What's your purpose? What is it that gets you up in the morning? What is it that drives you? I know that sounds so passe, and so oversaid and overstated, but we had that when we were in the military. We had that passion, we had that purpose, we had that why. And for a lot of us, when we transitioned out of the military, what goes away or what went away was that fire, that passion, that purpose, that mission, okay, that mission that we had. And so, if you're just getting up and going to work because that's what you do and there's your paycheck and there's not that mission or that purpose, that just can suck, and it can suck the life out of you. And I think that it's more important to rediscover, redefine, go out and hunt down that mission, purpose, passion first. And then the other stuff is going to come, because that's the way the universe works. The paycheck's going to come, those things. And so what we don't do, whether because we're not confident, because we're fearful, because we have, lack, we have a scarcity mentality, whatever it is, or we just need some help. You just need some coaching. Call me. I don't need your money. We just need some help walking through that part of the journey. I call it, what do I want to be when I grow up? And I make you sit down and talk to me about about what you want to be when you grow up. But getting that back is the first step to getting you back on track for your transition. And I've got some resources. Robin, that I'm a board member of a nonprofit called Operation New Uniform. Operation New Uniform is here in Jacksonville, and it's specifically set up to help transitioning veterans, even if you've been retired for a while or if you've been out of the military for a little while, to help you kind of with your transition. And we do some of that work there. But I'll talk to you. It doesn't matter. And I'm sure you'll put in the show notes how they can get a hold of me, Robin. But
Absolutely.
that my advice is that, I know I'm getting too long-winded. My advice is you've got to do that first. But the more practical advice, the more actionable advice is you've got to let your network know where you're trying to go. If you know where you're trying to go, if you don't know where you're trying to go, then talk to me, talk to Operation Uniform, and get that answer first. But if you know where you're trying to go, you've got to let your network know where it is you're trying to go so they can help you get there. You're just not gonna be able to do it on your own, or you can, it'll just take you forever. You speed the process
Right.
up by letting your network know. And if you don't have a network, then let's build one. Let's build one. I can help you with that
Absolutely.
too, and so can Robin. So can Robin.
Absolutely.
So those are the actionable items that I would give, is start to build a network. And we can help with that if you need some advice on that. And prior to that, if you don't know where you're trying to go, then get some help with that, and we can give you some resources for that. So those are my two actionable things for the advice I would give for transitioning vets.
That's awesome. Absolutely. And so one, we did interview Michelle. So one of our earlier podcasts was all about Operation New Uniform. So the listeners can go back and listen to that and hear all about that great organization and what the great work that they're doing. But it's true. When you think about, you know, being in the military, you're surrounded by a network, a group of people.
Yes.
You're never alone, right? You're never doing anything alone. But when you get out of the military, then you're all by yourself thinking, okay, how do I build that network? But there are so many tools today and resources available that, you know, like you said, just don't go it alone. Find somebody that can start the network and help you get introduced to people and help you navigate where what your passion might be or what your next purpose might be. But definitely don't sit and feel like you have to do everything alone, because you don't. There's just so many great resources, like Kim, like me. Just utilize them. So Kim, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for what you continue to do. We appreciate you sharing your story today and the inspiration of Navigate a Women's Tribe and all that you're doing to help women elevate themselves, and your insights about motivation. So thank you for that. Listeners, for more information on Kim and the Kim Bynum Method and all of her great work, please visit her website at www.kimbynumconsulting.com, and that's B-Y-N-U-M consulting.com. And for more information about Navigate a Women's Tribe, you can visit their website. And Kim, give us the website for Navigate. Do you have it?
Can they get to it on your website? Yeah, they can do that. And I'll also, it's just Navigate Women's Summit. So Navigate Women's, W-O-M-E-N-S, summit.com will get you there. And also check us out on Facebook at Navigate Women's Summit. Same thing. So you can get us on Facebook or on that website. Thank you.
Excellent. And yes, everybody check that out, because it really is, it is fabulous. So, and finally, for more information on Veterans Ascend, please visit our website, or to sign up today, please visit at www.veteransascend.com. All right, everyone, have a wonderful day. Kim, thank you again. And everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.